Let's start with the first code of this dimension, remediation of student errors and difficulties. What do we mean by this code? Well, we are interested in capturing instances in which student difficulty is identified and addressed. So, how do you recognize these instances? In general, two types of remediation fall under this code: remediation that is conceptual in nature and remediation that is procedural. We'll provide more detail about what we mean by conceptual and procedural. One aspect of conceptual remediation is whether the teacher identifies and discusses the source of student error or misconception. Consider, for example, a lesson in which a teacher notices that some students think that 1.024 is a larger number than 1.1. A teacher may address the source of this error by noting that students may be judging value by looking at the number of digits to the right of the decimal point rather than thinking about place value. A teacher may also address this error by pointing to the underlying meaning of the numbers, in this case, noting that they are comparing 0/10 to 1/10.